Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
You're too sweet. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Ed Sheeran tickets. So exciting. Just a big deal, you know? Ed, he's amazing. If you've never seen him, or even if you have, I'm sure you want him just maybe worse. If you've already seen him, you're like, I gotta see him again.
See him again.
Now, text the word BEST, B-E-S-T, to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran. The number specifically is 20357, the regular place you text us, which we hope you do often and cleverly. That's not where to text this to. Please don't. We feel bad. You know, you haven't entered. 20357 is the contest line. BEST is this hour's code word. Ed Sheeran, July 25th, Levi's Stadium. Text the word BEST, and you'll be in the running to get tickets to next summer's biggest show, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. This hour's code word is BEST. 20357 is our contest line. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Hey, ladies, etc. Mark your calendar. Friday, October 3rd. That's a week from Friday, from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. I'll be over on the Fillmore Street location here in San Francisco. Hey, ladies. free fittings, light bites, plus 20% off, and free undies with a purchase over $150. Okay, I'll do it. Very exciting. We're going to start with Jimmy Kimmel. It returns tonight. Jimmy Kimmel Live. He's back on. Didn't last long, but man, wait, everyone rallied. Everyone freaked out. I love it. I will say this. He's returning to most of the airwaves tonight. He's doing a show. The affiliates that carry him will, and the other ones won't. ABC said in a statement that Kimmel's suspension was a matter of timing. Here's their quote. Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We've spent these last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday. Obviously, Jimmy is expected to address this tonight. I would think right off the bat and throughout the show.
Well, did you hear who his guest is?
I didn't. Who is it?
Gavin.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. That should be great. And Gavin has...
Well, that more than addresses it. That actually, I mean, that is a very bold move coming.
I
had read an article, and I can't give you the source. I'm sorry. I read too much internet. Most of it I go, that can't be right. But I had read an article that Jimmy was in talks and wanted his show back. At first, I was speculating that he was going to just walk.
Yeah.
And go right over to... you know, Los Gatos, Las, whatever, to Netflix and say, I'm here. But it turns out, and it made sense that he was like, I built that show. Mm-hmm. I know everyone that works there and want,
yeah, the
and
rumors
want my
were
show back.
Swirling. There was talk that he was trying to get his lawyers to get him out of his contract so he could do exactly mm-hmm. that. But really what it comes down to is we can speculate all we want until something concrete happens.
Well, the story I read seemed very much like an insider saying he wants his show. Mm. He doesn't want to walk away from his show. He wasn't looking to get out of it. So that made sense.
All set. He's comfortable. Right. All these people who work for him, yeah, the whole situation.
You and I even know that. We're the Sarah and Vinny, like this is what we do. This is our thing right now. There may be another thing down the road, but right now we all know where everyone is and what we like our people. And it's a whole thing. I can see why
and listeners know where to find
us. And that's part of it too, is like, I'm going to start all over again.
Right.
So I get that part. I thought having Gavin on seemed like I could see him having Matt Damon. I mean, these are all guys that probably live in the area and can just drive over and be on the show tonight.
Well, you know, he has a whole thing with Matt Damon.
That's what I'm saying, is I would have expected
that. Would have been pretty funny
if he did. Well, he might. That may happen. I don't know. I don't watch that show, and it's not politically. I go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. I tape them all and watch them the next day. I love Jimmy. He's actually the only one I'll sit through some of the interviews on, because he's like the most easy, relaxed, paying attention, just naturally funny. He's just great. He puts everybody at ease, because sometimes I'll watch interviews, like even with Jon Stewart, I'm like, I don't really want to watch the interview unless it's someone I'm like really into, because it's that tight. You know, you are still on TV, you're referring to your cards, you're...
No, they're pre-produced. They're terrible.
Yeah.
The interviews are not great.
They're not.
I loved Letterman. I never wanted to watch those interviews.
Yeah.
They were, so, you were on vacation? You know, he leans over. So, you were on vacation.
I have five stories you told to my producer, and they chatted with you backstage.
No, thanks. That's not fun.
And now, you know, promote your thing you're going to do. No, he's great. They feel like real conversations, and it's... they're appealing. He's incredibly talented.
So did you see and I know you're a big Colbert fan. Did you see what he
did? Hold on. I have his thing here somewhere. Stephen Colbert cheers that Jimmy Kimmel is coming back to ABC after our long national late night nightmare. He says, let's see. We do like 160 of these shows a year or something. And when I have the chance, it's always nice to start the show with some good news. Well, just a few hours before we taped this broadcast, we got word that our long national late nightmare is over, because Disney announced that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to air on ABC tomorrow, Tuesday night, tonight. Come on. Wonderful news for my dear friend Jimmy and his amazing staff. And then he grabs the Emmy that he just won last weekend for Outstanding Talk Show after being canceled. He says, I'm so happy for them. Plus, now that Jimmy's not being canceled, I get to enjoy this again. Once more, I'm the only martyr in late nights. Wait, unless CBS, you want to announce something.
That's the part I thought was really, really well done.
He said, here's why Disney folded. After Kimmel was suspended, Google searches for cancel Disney Plus and cancel Hulu spiked, which explains the other trending search was how to entertain feral children without Bluey.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And I did hear that there were a lot of people joining the protest.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of like known stars were signing all these. Mm-hmm. And everyone was talking about boycotting it. As of yesterday, it was like something to consider. Like, why would I support a company that doesn't support free speech?
I've never loved this statement, because it would lead you to believe I don't cherish and desire every ear we can get. But I do feel like if you watch a show and something happens on it that you don't like, the off button is within reach. Like, I don't understand that whole must remove them from any kind of employment, or just turn it off.
Right.
And I don't want you to do that here. I'm just saying, it is one of those things that this knee-jerk get rid of Kimmel thing is just awful. I've always hated it.
So in America, people buy the program. They buy that program. Like, if they're an ABC affiliate, I'm sure there's some fee that's paid, and they air all the ABC shows. One of those that has some stations is a place called, and I didn't know Sinclair Broadcasting, and I didn't know Nexstar. I don't know what the big TV companies are.
Well, some of those are also own radio.
Yes.
I think Sinclair does. I don't know.
Sinclair does. Yeah.
Do they have any stations here? Do we know?
No.
So Sinclair Broadcasting, one of the major station owners that threatened to boycott Kimmel, like they said, you got to get him off, says it still plans to preempt the show. However, they're not taking like a hard line on it. It says negotiations for the show's return remain ongoing. Discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return. And I'm sure they're waiting to see Slapback too. And interestingly, both companies, and Nexstar hasn't commented yet on whether or not they're immediately going to put the programming back on, but both companies are currently exploring possible mergers that would require FCC approval. So the incentive to kiss a government's ass is real.
Well, that's right. That's what this whole thing's been about.
Right. Meanwhile, about 400 celebrities signed an open letter by the ACLU supporting free speech and condemning Jimmy's suspension. The names include Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman. I mean, it's like everybody you know. Tom Hanks, Olivia Rodrigo, she's on there. And one last note, Disney released the trailer for their big screen Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu. I know how you're
waiting with bated breath
for that.
That's a real bummer.
So they released the trailer, and instead of the comments being about, I can't wait for this, oh my God, look at that, wow, the special effects look amazing, it was all comments razzing Disney over Kimmel's suspension. Which is not super surprising.
I understand the situation they found themselves in, as you've just explained. The government and the licenses are very important to these businesses. They don't want to lose them, and they were being treated as... One of the quotes was, "That the FCC just acted like the mafia.
Mm.
You're a nice store here. Be a shame for it to go away."
Yeah. Yes.
You know, that kind of stuff. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's just not the way. And I really
isn't the way.
I understand Disney had a situation, but what I look for in these executives is someone to err on the right side to say, it doesn't matter if you never air this show again. We're not going to let you tell us what our content will be.
Right.
And that's... And
we follow the rules as laid out by you.
I would rather see them say to Sinclair and Nexstar, keep us off. You don't get to tell us what the apology is going to sound like.
Right.
You don't get to... You're not dictating anything for our talent.
Yeah. Sorry to see you go.
Keep us off. Have a good one.
Right.
That's the right move.
It is the right move. Well, and just, I mean, standing up is the right move. I actually, you mentioned
what I'm saying.
Ted Cruz had said some stuff about the you know, this is sort of like mafioso behavior. And that is, I think, one of the big problems. I promised myself I wasn't going to say anything. this was just going to be a quick little roundup. But it is true. Like, the entire party needs to go, no, this is not how the government works. No, you can't do that. No, this is unconstitutional. No. How about just no once in a while?
Use your knob and don't try to get people canceled.
I know, he's so powerful. Then he would immediately make up a stupid nickname for them and start trashing them and tank their political career. Well, sometimes a political career should be sacrificed for the greater good.
I think it's going to be... I won't watch. I'll look forward to your report on it because I don't ever watch anyway. But I bet it'll be a great show tonight.
Well, I won't see it until tomorrow, so I'll report on it on Thursday. Actually, speaking of that, a couple things for Bob. Thing one, are you up to date on Big Brother?
No.
Okay.
Are you about to ask about the movie review?
About the
movie review. I don't remember the name of the show. What is it called?
The one I saw last night?
No, yes. The one that we're going to have to
Sneakers.
Watch. Sneakers. Sorry, Sneakers. I got to write that down.
I watched it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I rented it off of like Apple, iTunes, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
iTunes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I paid $3.99 for that sucker.
And?
We'll tell you on Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, okay.
And then what did you see last night? Sorry.
I went to see One Battle After Another, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
It looks good.
You saw it in IMAX?
I did.
It was great.
It was great.
She was raving about it in the hallway, which is why I said, I forgot all about asking you about that. So he's a comedic genius.
I wouldn't call the movie a comedy, but there is a big portion of it where Leo is moving. And he is hilarious.
So this movie opens this weekend?
Yeah, on Friday.
Okay. How are you getting all these little screenings?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would like to know.
Well, we get the invites.
Oh, okay.
I saw Danae there.
Oh, okay.
She was a couple of rows ahead of me.
Because for a long time, we had stuff like this thrown at us all the time, and I just haven't heard anything about it.
We don't have a team making phone calls like we once did.
We don't.
I think we're all on the list. I think we all get the emails about the movie screenings.
Well, good. You know what? Thank you for taking advantage of it.
You're welcome.
Going out, getting into the world, seeing what's going on out there, and then telling us about it.
I will say, if you're planning on seeing it or thinking about seeing it, I love IMAX. I don't think you need to see this movie in IMAX. Yeah. It's not like Oppenheimer visually.
I actually don't love IMAX. I really feel like I can't. It's too much almost. It's like the whole.
I saw Transformers on IMAX and could not decipher. It was all the switch that was too big.
Yeah.
I couldn't like. So yeah, I don't really go see that.
Yeah, it was like everyone was doing the 3D things for a while there, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, I don't want that. I really, no thanks.
Oh, Spy Kids 3D was a masterpiece.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that's an oldie.
Anyway.
My kids love Spy Kids. They just always put on Spy Kids.
Is that Pedro Pascal?
No.
I'm thinking of another show with... Okay.
It's Melanie Griffith's ex-husband.
Antonio Banderas. Banderas,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the kids grew up to be...
The boy... Junie Cortez is married to Meghan Trainor.
Okay.
By the way, they have
hand-holding toilets.
They have the cutest little kid. Oh, he's got like an eye patch or glasses or something that are like, because he's so little, the glasses are like taped to his face. He's so cute. And they have a podcast with her brother. They're doing it. They're big on social media.
Yeah. She's in a commercial with Mahomes, and it's very hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen
that. It's State Farm.
Yeah, when you want a trainer, and it's him on a training table, you know, waiting to get a massage or something, you don't want this trainer, and then Meghan Trainor comes out, and she's adorable and cute, and she's the best.
She has lost a lot of weight. I want to say, is she an Ozempic person, or do we know?
I think she's been skinny since before Ozempic, but if it was available to her, I'm sure she used it. She says she's super into biohacking. She'll do anything.
That's where you cook your rice and your pasta the day before and put it in the fridge.
I don't think it is.
Biohacking. I'm going to hack the sugar and carbs out of this. I'm not going to do that, by the way. We're doing brown rice today, and I should have made it yesterday and put it in the fridge.
I don't worry about it with rice, but pastas, that's the move.
This story is about a tiger person, not Joe Exotic, but apparently this guy is an associate killed by a tiger during a show in Oklahoma.
They're still doing the shows in Oklahoma.
Apparently,
huh?
So. I did not realize it was still going on. No, it's not. It's nobody I recognize from the show. The guy's name is Ryan Easley. In this story, this is a Timza thing.
That show made me so sick.
Oh, it was horrid. I just felt bad for animals, the people, everyone was awful.
I'll never
stop
that guy with the, what's sexier than a tiger? I don't know, a naked lady, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, maybe he's thinking that makes him look sexier. Look at me, handling a tiger.
Oh, for her to,
you thought he was like into the tiger.
I don't know. That's just a dumb thing to say.
So an associate of Tiger King star Joe Exotic was mauled by and killed by a tiger. Surprise.
Is the tiger okay?
The tiger's in solitary now. They're trying to decide what to do with the tiger. Let's see here. Ryan Easley was handling the tiger during the Saturday show at the Growler Pines Tiger Preserve in Hugo, Choctaw County.
They're trying to decide if these are toys or not.
I guess.
Tigers, should they be played with or not?
Easley was suddenly set upon by the tiger, which sounds like it happened in front of people, but I'm not sure. I also read a thing where he was escorting the tiger somewhere, so maybe he wasn't in front of whatever crowd had assembled. He was set upon by the tiger, grabbed him around his neck and shoulder area, sank his teeth in, and began violently shaking him.
I'm seeing that it was during a show.
Okay.
There was a family
So people,
there.
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
oh,
you wanted a
horrible.
Tiger show, you got one.
Yep, it was definitely in front of folks.
Show Me Tigers, it sounds like, is the name of this place. We're going to show you.
Evidently, he raised the tiger since it was a cub, too.
Yeah, well, they're not super stoked to be there, it seems.
They're not toys.
No. They are wild animals the whole time. Paramedics and deputies responded to the scene after receiving a call around 2 p.m. for a tiger that attacked its handler. He was pronounced dead a short time later. The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation is investigating. They're going to have the final decision as to the fate of the tiger and to the entire preserve. Like, to me, this should be the end of that. Tigers.
Well, apparently, it was his family who was there too. His wife and his daughter were present. That's so sad.
Oh my God. That is absolutely tragic. Yeah, they say here the tiger's been put in a single cage, not allowed out until they finish whatever investigation they're doing. The death was announced on social media on Sunday. Some of the animals under this guy's care belonged to Joe Exotic, and Ryan somehow acquired them when Joe went to prison. Probably not too big of a stretch. How many tiger places are there where you can put your tigers?
Do you think you could be in a relationship with someone who had such a dangerous job? Tiger handler, firefighter, something like that? Or would you just be too stressed all the time?
I don't know. I mean, a firefighter, I could be. I mean, they receive extensive training. Yes, it's a dangerous job. And of course, you'd be worried. But I feel
real life heroes.
Yeah, that they're like, that's a person. This is like an animal handler. I don't think I'd be into it. I think I'd be like, that doesn't seem humane. But I don't know. And luckily, I've never been in that position. If I'm ever faced with the choice between dating or not dating a tiger handler, I'm going to guess I'll say no. But I might be like, oh, how intriguing.
The closest Sarah got to that was John's 80s stretchy pants.
Yeah, yeah. He had
that
tiger.
That were zebra print, tiger print,
maybe they
cheetah
were zebra
print.
Yeah.
You know.
He looks like a white tiger. Wow.
The metal boys with their stretchy tights, their high top sneakers or cowboy boots.
Look back at the old pictures.
What'd you prefer, the high tops with the stretchy pants or the cowboy boot with the stretchy pants?
Oh, no cowboy boots.
Oh.
I don't like a cowboy boot.
All right.
Yeah. I like them on girls. I don't love a cowboy boot on a dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the, you know, torn up shirt, right? I mean, it's got to hang off the shoulder a little.
Well, two layers. One of them is mesh.
Oh.
You know. Actually, John had a couple of shirts. He had this one, like, zip-up striped shirt. And it was sort of like a tight lycra-y thing. Or is that the word? Spandex-y looking thing?
Yeah. Something like that. Oh, good for him.
It was great. Oh, man. And all that hair. Woo.
Woo.
Bring it on. Do I have time for anything else?
Yeah.
You know what? Venus Williams, I'll tell you this. I think this is, it's nice. She is the newest member of Barbie's limited edition Inspiring Women series. It is a fully posable, you know, every joint's articulated. This is a new Barbie and it's called the Inspiring Women series. A line of dolls celebrating real life heroes who've shaped history. These historical Barbie dolls are more than collectibles. They're powerful stories told in miniature form. And it comes with like special packaging, as you might imagine. And then there's like a little doll stand so that you can balance her somewhere. And there you go. Available while supplies last at Walmart and Amazon. They are $35. And let's see. Venus Williams is being praised not only for her athletic prowess, but for her advocacy regarding gender pay discrimination, demanding the same prize money for the women's tournament champion as for the men's.
It really looks like her, the face. They did a good job.
Do you think?
I do. As opposed to how a lot of Barbies look.
Yeah, you know, some of them, it's just like, you know, random face.
No, exactly, yeah. I was expecting random face.
They put her in the same outfit, I guess, that she won Wimbledon in 2007, which was fittingly the first year of equal pay for men and women at the tournament.
And I love that she's more movable than a traditional Barbie. That's...
She's got not just like, what does Barbie have? Just like the arms can move and the legs can move, like just at the hip and shoulder.
Yeah, just the one joint, the shoulder.
These ones, you can pose her and she comes with a little racket.
And a little ball.
A visor, necklace, earrings, shoes, sweatband, racket, and ball. Made to move doll body, they say here.
It's not too early to start your Christmas shopping.
Certainly not. And they're only while supplies last. Amazon, Walmart. Okay. What do you got coming up, Vin?
The most disappointing food in the world.
Oh, no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to keep on dancing. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Bob is doing a great job over there at youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
Who knew? All we needed was videos to get my friends to hear the show.
Yeah, right.
I posted a long clip on YouTube, like a 15-minute clip, that whole TPing conversation, all those stories you told.
Oh, funny.
Are all up on the YouTube.
Oh, boy.
That must be where they saw them all.
Yep. They're good, though. I like it.
They're fun. Go check out our YouTube page,
Bob's
please.
Working hard and does great work. Go enjoy and like and subscribe or whatever.
Yeah, smash that subscribe button. It's right here.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medication. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. That's jumpstartmd.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so it's going to be hot today. If you felt like yesterday was the...
You said it was so hot.
Yeah, well, it'll be hotter today. We're talking about the hot spots in the mid-90s and then down from there. But after today, we come down all around the bay, which I'm interested in.
Yes, I am also interested in that.
Some of us...
have AC.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say some of us don't have AC, and it's...
They were actually commenting on that on the news last night as we were watching the Bay Area forecast and stuff, and they were talking about how, you know, you're in Walnut Creek, you pretty much have AC. But if you're in Oakland or it's the city, people don't.
Right.
You might need it a couple days a year, but you just don't need it. They're like, oh, you know, not everybody's got it. So
not everybody does have it.
That's rough. That's a tough one.
I was sold on a ceiling fan, and that's what I'm living with now.
Mm. How's that working out?
Most times it's fine. Mm. I like it. It's a little constant, if you know what I mean. Like
it's windy in here. I like the ceiling fan though.
Yeah, I like it too. There's a point though where you're like, I gotta close my eyes. Like I'm drying out. This is just a lot to have coming at you the whole time.
You've been having no AC for. I've been here a year.
It's been a year.
And you don't want to get it. Is it, you don't have it or it needs fixed?
No, what we have stopped. I probably could eke out another night or something, but we've just turned it off. It's off. It needs replacing. And it has needed that.
There was a root situation.
We had a backyard situation where the guy who came out said, first you got to fix what's underneath these units before I'm willing to even replace them. And then the fee for the replacement was like $40,000.
Oh my.
And I was like,
oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah, I would have no AC too.
We're going to take our time on that. So we'll figure it out. But it was a lot of money. The bid was a lot of money. And I just went, we're going to wait on that.
Yeah, damn. Stick with the ceiling fan.
Yeah.
And count your money. Like, just, you know, put $40,000 next to you. Make sure you put something on top of it, though. That fan's going to blow it all around.
I absolutely was like, we're taking a, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing was, I got to get these roots out for, what? Okay, well, I'll call you sometime down the road.
Yeah. Or never.
After I figure that out. And then we got that fixed, and now it's just a matter of time. Mm. Anyway, where was I? Oh,
it's
yeah.
Incredible.
Hot.
Yeah.
In the Bay Area today. This story I thought would be interesting because Sarah's a foodie. She loves food.
Yeah, I would not say that I was a foodie, though. Like, I don't have one of those refined palates where I'm a foodie and I got to go to places where it's, you know, $1,300 a plate. Yeah, what?
Do you love food?
I do.
Okay. Sarah's a foodie. People online are listing the foods that were the biggest disappointments once they finally tried them. Oh. So the thing where you hear tell of this divine, unbelievable, sent from another planet delicacy.
Yes.
And then you put it on this cracker and you take a bite and you go, these fish eggs are friggin' disgusting.
Yeah, they just
I would
like salt.
Never have that again.
Yeah.
As long as I live. And
I'll have it, but I just want a little bit.
No.
It's like this whole scoop of just basically salt. Blah, 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 blah. See, I'm not a foodie. I don't. You can keep it. You can keep your.
I like it.
Your fish eggs.
You like caviar?
Yeah. Got to put a little dollop of sour cream on top of it. Mm, it's good.
So if I bought you, how does that come? A coffee can sized, you know,
no, they're usually small cans, a little smaller than a jar. Tuna can. Yeah, like a tuna can size.
And then you open that up. Can you crush a whole can of that in a night?
I could. Yeah.
Like, yeah, and you're like, oh my God, last bite's as good as the first one.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's got to be good. I mean, there's bad caviar and there's good caviar. So it's got to be good.
Bob appears to love caviar as well. Yeah.
I don't really like the canned fishes thing.
Oh, you won't eat tuna either?
I just don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's.
I'll eat tuna. I'll eat canned crab, canned salmon. Canned oysters.
There's a place I started to have sardines. A go a different way to leave here because of the Moscone.
Yes, yeah.
We're in just that
train is
show.
Is it just completely shut down or something?
It was. I don't know. Okay. I haven't been back. I'm just going another way. But as I was going down second, I saw the name of there's a lobster store, lobster restaurant.
Really?
Hold on. Let me find it.
All right.
I'll give them a plug and then you can tell us.
I used to go to the Seafood Peddler all the time. It was in, first it was in Santa Fe, then it was in Sausalito, or maybe it was always in both places, but it doesn't matter. when I got the hankering for a lobster, I would go there and they'd do it any way you want, you know, steam it or bake stuffed, and it closed. So I don't really have a place around here where if I've got that hankering, I can go.
It doesn't have a name. It says lobster there. And what does that say? Oh, Luke's.
Yeah.
You eaten there?
I haven't. And you're saying that's right down
that's on
Battery?
Second Street.
Or, oh, okay.
It's on Second, right around.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Chairs with wheels. They're a ride.
That was okay. A close one.
So anyway, I just thought I'd.
Thank you.
I meant to tell
Luke's.
You that off the air, but, you know, hey.
Let's
Luke's.
Get some lobsters door-dashed over here.
Well, I would put lobsters on the list of biggest disappointments. Is it good? All right. Do I need it? Is it so good?
I grew up with it, though.
Do I want to eat?
I just love it.
Every morsel under that shell.
Yeah. Well, I leave the legs. When I was a kid, my mom would hand us the legs. She'd be like, you know, these are the kid parts. And then, you know, because she didn't want us to know how awesome everything else was. No, not the claws. Those are good. I'm talking the little spider legs underneath. You can go and get the meat out of them. And it's just a lot of work. And I don't bother with those. But you never gave us the good stuff.
What food was the biggest disappointment once you finally tried it? Here's some of the stuff on the list. Starbucks pumpkin spice latte.
Oh.
All this pumpkin spice talk. Someone said, no, that's overpriced and not that great.
I'm not a fan of it. I really feel like if I want pumpkin spice, I'll just have some pumpkin pie.
I've never tried one. I'll try one and tell you if it was a big disappointment.
Okay. That'd be great.
That's actually, there's a perfect example and a way for us to do this.
Pop-Tarts are on the list.
Oh, I love Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts are for kids. I think that is one of those things that, you know, as a little boy, that was beach food.
Yeah.
We'd get Pop-Tarts and a big gulp, and we were, you know.
I like the strawberry frosted. It's the only one I'll do. But when we go on vacation or something, if we have to stock a kitchen.
You won't cherry? Oh.
No, I don't want, I wouldn't take a chance on that because I already know I like the other
gotcha.
Ones.
Gotcha. Yeah, we ate that as kids. And then we would, that was the diet. Pop-Tarts, big gulp for breakfast. And then we'd go to this place near, it was actually a fish restaurant, but they had bread balls. Little sourdough bread, like a bread.
Like a bun. Like
a little roll. Loaf of bread. Oh. Like a.
Like would they hollow it out? And oh, okay.
No, just a bread ball.
They wouldn't put their clam chowder
no,
in there?
No. Well, they probably did, but we would go in there and go, we'll take one bread ball and 15 butters, please. Mm. And it would be like $1.50, and then we would just tear hunks and eat it, and that was lunch.
There's nothing like bread. Bread never disappoints.
When you're a kid and you've got delicious. A little, you know, low budget, we could get a loaf of bread, and we'll be good for the rest of the day till dinner.
Carbo load. You're going to need that energy. Paddling around out there.
Champagne is on the list of these are the most biggest disappointments once you finally tried it.
Mm.
Twinkies.
Oh no, those are great.
They're not that great though. Yeah. You go back and get one. I did that recently enough and went, wow.
I bet they're not as good as they were when we were kids.
It's possible that's the case, that they've, you know, taken some shortcuts and
no more trans fat.
Maybe.
Yeah, they took out all the good stuff.
Oysters are on the list.
I love oysters.
Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You love those?
I love them. We just had an Oyster Fest by my building, and I got myself a half dozen.
Yeah, and they'll do them all different ways. You can get them barbecued or just, you know, on the half shell.
Just raw.
But I actually like those little smoked oysters that come in a tin.
You do?
Yeah, they're good.
Lobster is on the list. It's fine, but it's expensive for small portions and a lot of fuss.
There is a lot of work that goes into it. That's why a really good lobster roll is it's a great option. You don't have to work for it. You just eat it. But Vinny gets upset because he's like, there's just too much lobster here.
Well.
Like, I'll take whatever you're not going
to
eat.
I got a lobster roll one time and I'd like a better ratio of roll to lobster. That's
I actually
all
don't want any of the roll. I'll just eat the lobster part, and you can have my roll and
it's
make yourself a
second. It's too lobstery,
second.
That's all. But I don't like my eggs too eggy either, so, you know, maybe it's a me thing.
Mm.
And while I don't mind...
What do you mean too eggy? So you leave out... Oh, you could right. You leave out some of the yolk.
I do some whole egg and some just whites so that I don't get too much...
Yellow.
Too eggy.
Mm. I like it all. Give me an egg.
They say those gigantic smoked turkey drumsticks at the Renaissance fairs.
Oh.
I've never had one.
I wouldn't
want to
be walking around with that. I just feel like flies.
It's so much fun to have
one. Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Eat it and walk around.
That's coming up soon, right?
Yeah, the Renaissance fair is coming down to, I think it's by Casa de Fruta down that way.
Mm. Where's Casa de Fruta?
It's south.
He doesn't know.
Just somewhere.
I forgot the name of the town. Los Baños. It's like...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe that's it.
But it's a
huge Renaissance. It's really cool if you're into those, which...
I don't know if I am. I don't know if I've ever been to a Renaissance.
I'm definitely not. You know who loved it, though?
Who?
Our old traffic gal, Jamie.
Oh, yeah, she
was
did.
Was a Ren Fair
I think
lady.
She used to work at the Ren Fair.
She loved it. Mm. And I would, you know, I had a less than favorable opinion of the dorks that go to that thing. And she... was mad at me about it.
They're not dorks.
No, you're right. They're not.
It's no different than going to the skate park in your skateboarding outfit and your weird shaped board.
Whatever you want to nerd out on.
It's all the same thing.
Things we like. You don't have to make excuses for it. Just enjoy.
The McRib is on the list.
I've never tried the McRib.
Yeah, I don't.
Me neither.
If it was that good, they've
created, but that's the thing. They've created this thing where they're like, we're bringing it back for a limited time while you go, oh, is it really that popular that they?
If it were that popular, it would be on the menu.
Always available.
Right. And the last thing on this list of what food was the biggest disappointment once you finally tried it? Truffle oil fries.
I am not a truffle person, I guess. And a couple drops would be one thing, but honestly, those things are so truffly. It just like invades everything.
I think it's a way that they can charge more for French fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. A little bit of truffle.
You know what I want?
It's,
fries.
$20.
I don't even need to have ketchup. Just give me some fries. Oh. Like keep your truffle, keep your...
As long as they're nice and salty.
Right. This is a weird story, and I know that I haven't had a drink since 2004, but I am always watching, like, what's the new thing? And there's lots of new stuff that has come up through the years, like Tito's vodka.
Yeah, or, that's a big one.
Right, and you go, wow, what must that be that it came on and out of nowhere and it suddenly become...
like vodka. It's crazy.
That's right. I mean,
I know that in a blind taste test, I would not be able to tell vodkas apart.
Oh, really?
I guess I'd be like, well, that one has like a flavor in it or something. Like if there was you know how they do those infused ones now?
I could
tell the flavors apart, but just vodka, I'm just like, oh, it burned.
I think I did Stoli or Grey Goose back in the day.
Yeah. We do Kettle One and Tito's at my house. Those are just the ones we buy by the handle at Costco.
Okay. The number one beer in the country. In the United States of America, do you have a guess?
So I'm going to assume it's not Bud?
It is not Bud.
You know,
Bud Light went through a problem, you might remember, and they were unseated by Modelo as the number one beer. That was 2 years ago. There is now a new top-selling beer that has unseated Modelo Especial. And when I say the name, you're going to go, what?
Is it like Corona?
It's Michelob Ultra.
Oh.
Is the number one beer in our country.
Everywhere.
It's the new Coors Light. It's the new Bud Light.
It's also the new, you're not going to catch a buzz off of that. Like you could drink a six pack of those and you're like, well, maybe I'll just have a real drink.
Michelob Ultra. Now, I remember
as a young man.
It's
a carb-free thing,
yeah,
right?
it's one of those. It's one of those super light beers. And I guess that it's...
Beer-flavored water.
Yeah. And that's good if you want to be out drinking with your friends and you don't want to be S-faced. And,
right.
You know,
and you don't need all the carbs and you don't want the bloating because a couple beers, they really do fill you up.
Hold still. I'm trying to lean against you. Get off of me. You know that thing.
You've been drinking Michelob Ultra. There's no way you're this drunk.
Anyway, Michelob Ultra has overtaken Modelo Especial as the best-selling beer in the United States of America.
Whew. We're all very carb-conscious these days.
I get it. I actually do. You want your carbs where you want them.
Mm.
And maybe you don't want them in your beer, in your drinks.
Right.
Anyway, 800-400-3697 is our text line. Maddie's on the show.
Oh my gosh. The Renfair people are just yelling and screaming. Hey, Alice fam, the Renfair is happening now at Casa de Fruta in Hollister.
Hollister.
It's a little farther from Los Banos. Drove past it on our way to dropping our youngest off at Riverside.
Oh, well, good to see. So it's going on right now? How long does it last? Is it like always there? And we just
talk
about it once
I believe
a year,
it's a couple weeks.
Well, be careful with that turkey leg. You don't want to pop an eye out.
feels too hot to go to a Renaissance fair. Like, you know, I think of the Renaissance as being like, I think of it as being in England, which of course it was Europe, right? All over Europe. But
I think of velvet.
Oh,
well,
like
yeah.
Heavy
I think
velvet.
Of, I think of like big trees and misty skies and you just, I don't know, Game of Thrones style.
Oh, you're thinking of the setting, and I'm thinking of the costumes.
But the costumes, I agree. There's on the cover of Hearts, I think it's their Little Queen album. They're like in Ren Faire outfits, like kind of laced up bodices and, you know, in the mid-70s.
Who?
Heart.
Oh, the band Heart.
The band Heart.
Oh, yeah, they had that on the album cover. They were dressed.
I knew I didn't like those guys.
Will you stop it? They look very
Renaissance-y. This one's freaking me out.
What?
415 says turkey legs aren't turkey legs. They're actually emu legs.
No, they're not.
Why would they kill emus to sell them to you?
Because they're
as...
nice and big.
Yeah, where are they hiding all these emus?
Yeah, where are these emus being bred? What are we doing with the rest of them once we've cut their legs off?
Don't you feel like, you know, the celebrity emu that sells me insurance?
Oh, yeah, there is an emu.
Yeah.
Emu, emu.
Is that the Liberty Mutual?
Yes! There's no way they're eating those legs.
Liberty Mutual. I don't know.
Yeah, that. I mean, why? Honestly, we sell all the turkey breasts in the world. They probably freeze and save the legs specifically for the Ren Faires. Like, well, we'll be able to sell these come fall.
Emu legs.
Someone wrote in. And again, there's no way to fact check them.
I guess you can look at an emu. They don't have thighs like that. They got like skinny bird legs.
Some disappointing foods. 707 said s'mores were kind of disappointing.
Yeah, s'mores are. I don't love s'mores. I don't care about them at all.
Oh my God.
There's such a vibe though. It's about the vibe.
I suppose. I just want, just give me the marshmallow though.
You know what I figured out? Open face s'more.
Oh.
So you just do one graham cracker, the chocolate, and the marshmallow. It's much easier to eat.
But you got to squish it and then.
But then it just like collapses. I will say, as far as sandwiches go, it doesn't have very good integrity.
Breaking news. While people eat emu meat, which comes from the legs and other parts of the birds, it is not a common meat in the United States. Emu meat is lean and it is red meat.
Oh.
It would never work as a turkey leg.
Yeah.
All right.
I just don't understand why they wouldn't just use turkey. Like, why would you have to hide emu meat?
I think they're just
masqueraded
trying to
as turkey.
Fool me. A lot of people have texted in and said Dubai chocolate was a big disappointment.
That's on the list,
honestly,
too.
Dubai
I skipped
chocolate,
it because I've never even heard of it.
I went and got it with a girlfriend of mine because it was like all the rage. And they were talking about like, you know, it was one of those things that everybody was doing on TikTok or whatever. Like they're biting the Dubai chocolate. It's like it's got like a crispness in it. I can't even remember what the deal was with it.
I skipped it on the list. It was at number two.
Oh,
but
funny.
I skipped it because I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's this huge, chunky, gigantic chunk bar.
Mm.
It's not...
Does it have pistachio in the middle?
Yeah, I think it's like some kind of like a crunchy filling-ish thing. It's fine.
Is it a pistachio that they had put in it or something?
It is, but it's like really ground up fine. Mm. And it had like a crispy element to it too. Maybe that was
You didn't like it.
It was fine. But I was like, oh, I don't know what all the fuss is about. I would never buy this again. Or
oh. I mean, I can't right now.
Someone on Etsy is selling a Labubu-shaped Dubai chocolate.
Oh, boy, this really got something for everyone.
At my house right now, we're on the hunt for the best tasting, sugar-free, semi-healthy, less bad for you cookie.
Oh.
So that we can enjoy a dessert, a cookie.
They have to also be gluten-free.
And we're just trying to, it's not even for the kids. It's for me and the missus. We just want something that after meal thing without the dye. Like, I was eating M&M's, there's dye in it.
Sometimes. Let me know if you find it, because every cookie I've tried has been terrible.
Oh. You've been looking as well.
You're looking for a sugar-free option.
Yeah,
something.
I've been cutting sugar out.
So you can have two cookies after a meal and not feel like, you had something.
A dessert-y
thing,
a little end of the day reward for being alive.
Yes, you could eat 200 of those and it would defeat the purpose. But if you have two, you might not be spiking yourself to medicine. I don't want to take medicine.
No.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Ed Sheeran tickets plus sniffing around your ex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.